Watch 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After two jurors were dismissed, there are five seated so far in the hush money payment trial of Donald Trump.
First, a juror was dismissed after expressing concerns about her identity being revealed. Then prosecutors questioned whether a second juror was forthcoming on his questionnaire regarding past criminal activity. They say someone with the same name was arrested in Westchester, New York in the 1990s for tearing down political advertisements. The court spoke to the juror at sidebar, then dismissed him. Seven more jurors and six alternates now needed. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
The House could start voting on four standalone funding bills as early as today. They include aid for Ukraine and Israel. Google firing more than two dozen workers after they took part in Gaza war protests at company locations in California and New York, protesting the company's cloud computing contract with Israel. Google says physically impeding other employees' work and access to facilities is a violation of company policy. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working with the U.S. Department of Transportation to help review consumer complaints against airlines. The federal DOT is giving technical help and training. Most complaints are about refunds, flight disruptions, and lost or delayed baggage. Wisconsin's Attorney General says the state has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get to support crime victims. Josh Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin farmers have been keeping a close eye on their cows as bird flu starts to spread throughout the country. According to a WEAU report, cases of bird flu are still a couple states away, but the disease can spread incredibly quickly and could devastate dairy farmers if their herds become infected. Some farmers are keeping an eye on the sky for wild birds, ready to scare them away if they get too close to the cows. Other farmers are keeping a close eye on the habits of their cows to see if any of them start behaving strangely. The man involved in an August drive-by shooting in Duluth has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. 25-year-old Brandon Capone Williams-Gillard was convicted of aiding and abetting second-degree murder in connection to the drive-by shooting death of 19-year-old Paris Allen in December. Allen's father was reportedly in the courtroom during the sentencing and begged the judge to give Williams-Gillard the maximum sentence. The other man involved in the incident, 21-year-old Sanusi Bangora, will be tried this June. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers losing one of their best players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers men's basketball team losing guard A.J. Storr. He's now headed to Kansas. Storr turning down offers from Illinois, Texas, and new head coach John Calipari at Arkansas. Storr averaged 17 points a game. NBA, the Bucks are off after holding another practice yesterday, preparing for Sunday night against the Pacers. After going 19-20 to finish the regular season, Doc Rivers was asked about his time so far as the head coach in Milwaukee.
Well, it's not been as nice as I thought we would win a lot more. I've enjoyed Milwaukee. You know, when you're in college, you're broke, you know, so you don't have a chance to go to restaurants. And now the alumni, and I hate to say this, but I'll say the alumni that are still living when I was in school, I can now take them to dinner. So I've had a lot of thank you dinners. And then the basketball part, I just like the organization and the group of guys that we're coaching. They're grown people, and that's been fantastic.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sun today and some breezy winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour out of the west. Highs will hit the mid-50s and overnight tonight, we drop below freezing. This means we'll be waking up to a frost and a chance of snow showers by the afternoon tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel helps us review the first week of Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. His first one, anyway.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alvar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alvar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alvar, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to hour two of the program. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, coming up at the bottom of the hour or just slightly thereafter. Our friend John Roach, columnist, writer, author, all-around great guy, going to be here talking a little bit about spring up on the lake up in northern Wisconsin. Also, his remembrances as an O.J. Simpson story after the passing of O.J. And more importantly, things that he thinks makes Wisconsin great. And I have a brand new topic that we're going to bring up with John again, because he's a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a passionate Badger. And I think you just heard, if you were listening at the top of the hour here, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, all over this news. And there is more breaking news in terms of Wisconsin men's basketball program. Not a great day for Wisconsin basketball, quite frankly. Number one, you heard Mike Clemens report that A.J. Storr, who had both said he was going to look at the NBA draft and also go into the transfer
Civic
portal,
Media.
Reports are now that A.J. Storr, according to Mike Clemens and others, has said he's going to Kansas, probably because of the NIL deal that Kansas is able to give him. Reports were he was looking for at least $800,000 in an NIL deal. So A.J. Storr is off to Kansas. And I would say even bigger news, and more importantly, this is breaking at this hour. It has been confirmed. This from Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chucky Hepburn, the star guard, Chucky Hepburn, has entered the transfer portal. This is not good news. And it just shows you how much I hate this transfer portal. And this raises all other kinds of speculation, by the way, about where Chucky Hepburn is going. He could, keyword could, be on his way to Michigan State and Tom Izzo's club. Why? Because one of his former teams from Nebraska, originally, a high school in Nebraska, and one of his high school teammates, Freitag, Freddie is the first name, went to Creighton initially, school in Nebraska as well, or went to another school. And he is in the transfer portal as well. And there was some thought that Hepburn's former teammate, high school teammate at Nebraska, would join Chucky Hepburn at Wisconsin. He was supposed to make that announcement over the weekend or on Monday at least, and has delayed that after visiting Michigan State over the weekend. And now today, on the first day of, or about to be the first day of the new transfer portal period, now Wisconsin men's basketball star Chucky Hepburn being confirmed, he has entered the transfer portal. Again, this, you know, this is rough. This is very rough, and it just goes to show you why, again, I am not a fan of this transfer portal. Also on AJ's store, by the way, other news, one of the top players in the portal going to Kansas, AJ Store, told The Athletic that John Calipari's, Arkansas, Illinois, and Texas were also finalists. I mean, I get it. These guys are looking to make money in college. Chucky Hepburn got a tattoo of Bucky Badger, I think, on his bicep. So even if they get the school's emblem tattooed on their body, it doesn't mean anything. This is, does not make me happy at all. I'm sorry. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line here, Wes from Middleton says, oh, let him go. If they play as consistently as they did at UW last year, it's no big loss. I disagree with that, particularly with Chucky Hepburn. He was a team leader on and off the court, from all indications, a stand-up guy. Played a record number, I think, of games for Wisconsin. It is a loss. I don't care how you spin it. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on Chucky Hepburn going into the transfer portal for Wisconsin men's basketball, AJ Store reportedly signing now with Kansas, or the other drama of the day out in Washington, D.C., Derek Van Orten. Now, according to Lawrence Andrea from the Journal Sentinel, this just came through, that it says he just spoke with Congressman Derek Van Orten. He tells me that he was calling Matt Gaetz tubby, not Speaker Johnson, after Gaetz called Derek Van Orten, quote, a squish, unquote. Says he saw a group around Johnson and decided to join the group to support Johnson, and called Gaetz a bully and said the only way to stop a bully is to push back. I mean, this is third grade.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, my high school football coach, Avinus Rip, would say, oh, geez, that's third grade. And he'd be right.
I really think they ought to go back to arguing about which rules they're going to use for Foursquare.
Right? Just, this is what we're paying people in Congress to do. Act like children. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening on WMDX in Madison. Tom, what say you?
Oh, boy. You know, I've been a professional mariner from time to time, but I never understood rats leaving a sinking ship until today's GOP. It's amazing.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I got an inspiration from your past caller about calling the offices, so I called my favorite MAGA Republican congressman from Wisconsin, and Tiffany and Fitzgerald's offices both said they're not sure how their congressmen are going to be voting, but Van Orten did say his staffer said they were definitely going to do that, and it was because he has more information than the other people do because he's on the security committee, and he's afraid that the money will be spent poorly.
I mean, Tom, you know as well as I do, we have to help Ukraine if we're going to stop Vladimir Putin. And anything else is just is propaganda from the Kremlin. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up, my parents went through World War II, and, you know, I was thinking about past generations fighting fascism and Nazis and authoritarians and not making them welcome in their political parties.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
4842 if you'd like to weigh in. And of course, if you weren't with us in the first hour, the long and the short of it is Speaker Mike Johnson has said last night that he's going to allow a vote on Ukraine aid as soon as this weekend. There are conservative MAGA Republicans in his own caucus who are apparently trying, according to different reporting, surrounded him on the House floor this morning and tried to convince him to say that you're not going to change the rule, right? Where one person could call a vote for your job and the speaker would not commit to that. Self-preservation. And so Matt Gaetz and others apparently started to go after him. Derek Van Orten decides to join the mix and gets into a name-calling contest with some of these people from the Freedom Caucus saying, go ahead, call for this vote. And, I mean, say, do the motion to vacate. And now it's gone from Matt Gaetz allegedly calling Derek Van Orten squishy to Derek Van Orten calling Matt Gaetz tubby. This is kindergarten. And meanwhile, the people of Ukraine are dying and need our help. Just get it done. And the other big story we're following now, the Wisconsin men's basketball team losing its leader. And it's being reported now by Jeff Patricus in the Journal Sentinel. Greg Gard and his staff are on the verge of losing their team's leader, point guard Chucky Hepburn, who started all 103 games he has played at Wisconsin, has informed the UW staff he plans to enter the transfer portal. Chucky Hepburn could not be reached for comment today, but Gard responded to a message with a text. Quote, we have a lot of love for Chucky. He's been a big part of our program. In today's college basketball, players are making transactional decisions all over the country at every level. There is no time to complain about the system that's in place. Unquote. Somebody texted WMDX saying, hey, can you help us understand the NIL deal? If AJ Store is getting $800,000, why couldn't the UW offer that as well? I don't understand it enough. Would appreciate a little discussion about it. That's a great question. Great comment off the text line. And that I want to be clear, that $800,000 figure that I threw out there, those were reports. I haven't seen that necessarily confirmed, but there were different media outlets reporting that was the number, according to different people in college basketball, that AJ Store was shopping around. And now reports are that he is committed to Kansas, which, if you're familiar with college basketball, has a long history of being more than a little under the table with their money at Kansas, even before the NIL deals were legal. So the question about why couldn't UW get that offer as well, Greg Gard said recently that UW has increased their available NIL deal money by 3%. I believe it was 300%, or three times the amount in the last year. So the name, image, and likeness, that's what NIL stands for, name, image, and likeness, right? So players can't be paid directly by the university, but they can reach a name, image, and likeness deal. So if back in the day when I owned a coffee shop, if I had the money and wanted to sign a college player and say, hey, I'll give you $50,000 a year to do advertising for my coffee shop, then I'm paying them. So now what colleges have to do is go out and find private companies to sponsor these athletes in order to get paid. And now reports are that Chucky Hepburn, gone. Back after this, 855-752-4842 on Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of my incriminating me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
That one goes out to Clark H.V. Gilson, my former longtime producer of our television show back in Platteville. Nobody appreciated that song more than Clark.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a disturbing day. I'll just be honest about it. Disturbing day. Number one on what's happening out in Washington, D.C., I shouldn't say completely disturbing. There appears to be progress on this Ukrainian aid package, which I'm thankful for. But Derek Van Orten now mixing it up on the House floor verbally with other members of the caucus, acting like kids, calling each other names, according to, well, I mean, I guess Van Orten confirmed it to the Journal Sentinel Reporter, saying that he called Matt Gaetz tubby after reportedly Matt Gaetz called him squishy.
You know what I think would be really funny? If there was a video of this event and we did that thing where you have little kids voice what they were saying.
Yes.
And so you just have these adults like yelling at each other and you just hear a little kid voice just like, you're tubby, stop it, tubby.
It's just childish. And again, the disconcerting part is there's so much at stake here, including human lives in Ukraine and all around the world. And I wish people would take the seriousness of what's happening out there and the gravitas of it, and we need some leadership. And again, for as much as I disagree with Mike Johnson on a lot of issues, if he's being sincere in what he said last night and he follows it up with deed, I will give him credit on that. And we need more leadership like that. And I'll give credit to the other people in that room in the White House 2 or 3 weeks ago, led by President Biden, Vice President Harris, the Democratic leader, the majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, the Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, and Speaker Johnson. Reportedly, everybody in that room was ready to do this deal on aid to Ukraine except Mike Johnson at the time. And now he is saying that he will allow this to move forward. So I'm happy to hear that. We shall see. And I wish the childishness of Derek Van Orten and others would end. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our conversation with John Roach coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. Again, the other breaking news here at the moment. And this goes, I mean, I get, okay, it's a sports story. You know, we're not necessarily a sports show per se. But news is news, as they say. This is the biggest news story at this hour in Wisconsin. That AJ Storr from the Wisconsin men's basketball team being confirmed now going to Kansas through the transfer portal. And now the star of Wisconsin basketball, Chucky Hepburn, who has a tattoo of Bucky Badger. That's how much he said he was committed to Wisconsin. Now also being confirmed to enter the transfer portal as well. Back to the story from Jeff Patricus in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel being posted moments ago. Greg Gard, we said before the break there, praising Chucky Hepburn, saying we have a lot of love for Chucky, and the players are making transactional decisions all over the country at every level. Quote, there's no time to explain or complain rather, about the system in place. Gard went on to say, we're dedicating all our energy right now into finding the next fits for our program. In fact, minutes after talking to Chucky about this, I was already pursuing another talented point guard who is in the portal. This is the reality of college basketball today, unquote. Patricus goes on to say, since the opening of the transfer portal, the UW men's basketball program has been fortunate to avoid losing critical players, but Hepburn will be the second starter to leave the team this offseason. He joins AJ Storr, who, as we said, is reportedly transferring now to Kansas. Hepburn's decision creates another void as the UW staff is trying to assemble the roster for the 24-25 season. Hepburn averaged 7.9 points and 2.3 assists per game as a freshman to help secure a share of the Big Ten regular season title and a number two seeding in the NCAA tournament. Had a great sophomore year as well. Great year last year. UW has signed two players for next season, including Daniel Freitag and wing Jack Robinson. Freitag can play either guard spot as expected to back up Hepburn or alongside him next season. Of the players on the current roster, Max Klesmet and Kamari McGee have played point guard as well. UW also has a commitment from DePere guard Zach Kinzinger, for the 2025 season. Hepburn has spoken publicly, or rather has not spoken publicly, since immediately after UW lost to James Madison in the first round of the NCAA tournament on March 22nd. Asked about his goals for his senior season at UW at the time, Hepburn said, I have to make sure everyone is getting better. We have to get in the weight room and get stronger. We have to get better, take our game to the next step, unquote. It's my personal opinion that this has a lot less to do with programs anymore than it does money. As the late, great college professor Jack O'Neill at UW-Platteville liked to say before every class period in our comms classes, wrote a big dollar sign on the blackboard, the dry erase board, turned around, pointed with his thumb over his shoulder and said, it all comes down to that. What's new in your world? Jack was right. It all comes down to the dollar sign. And to the texter's point a little bit earlier, we've known for a long time that college athletics are a business, right? But now, since the Supreme Court a few years ago basically made a Wild West type of situation for universities, it is all about business at this point. I mean, certainly there are exceptions. There are exceptions that certain athletes are going to say, I'm going to go to a school because my family has a tradition there. I'm going to go to a school because there's one coach in particular during my recruitment that I really connected with, and I want to learn from him or her. I think that will still happen. But there's going to be, moving forward, all those things I just said are going to be overshadowed by how much do I get. And the weird thing is that unlike professional sports, where you have contracts, so you sign a person to a one-year contract or a two-year contract or a five-year contract or whatever it might be, you know that those players are locked in. In the college game, you don't have a contract. These college athletes can leave at any time during the portal during the year. It makes it enormously difficult for a coach to try to retain their own players. I think what we're going to come to, we're going to come to contracts in college sports. You wait and see. Talk more about this with John Roach on the other side. Stay tuned. It's the Tyler Ball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working with the U.S. Department of Transportation to help review consumer complaints against airlines. The federal DOT is giving technical help and training. Most complaints are about refunds, flight disruptions, and lost or delayed baggage. Wisconsin's Attorney General says the state has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get to support crime victims. Josh Call says money in the state budget is helping a little.
Even with that $10 million, there's a massive shortfall. Plus, that $10 million is only available to certain victim services, and it's just for 1 year. So we're facing very significant cuts.
On the other hand, Call says sexual assault survivors have more tools to pursue justice than ever. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Organizers of Duluth's Memorial Day Parade say they're running short on groups to participate. According to a Northern News Now report, the annual parade typically features things like marching bands, floats, military groups, and even antique cars and motorcycles. But as of this week, only a few groups have actually registered. The parade will travel through West Duluth on Memorial Day, and more information about the event and a way to sign up a group can be found on the Duluth Women of Today website. A project to address the contaminated sediment in the Thompson Reservoir in Carlton is set to get underway. According to a Fox 21 report, environmental officials will begin spreading small pellets of carbon across some of the contaminated area, which will help neutralize chemicals in the sediment that are harmful to plants and wildlife. It's the first time environmental regulation agencies have used an approach like this, so the pellets will only be spread out over about 70 acres. The full project is estimated to cost around $35 million. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Time magazine came out with its list of the most 100 influential people in the world, and the entertainment world is well represented. Deadline reports that Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and several other celebs without middle initials, including Sofia Coppola, Coleman Domingo, America Ferrara, Maya Rudolph, and Jeffrey Wright, are also on the list representing the biz. There will be a big soiree celebrating the issue in New York City April 25th, and it will air May 12th on ABC. If you like the film Crazy Rich Asians, as so many people did, you'll have the opportunity to catch a live version. The film is being turned into a Broadway musical that will be directed by Wicked director John Chu. Chu directed the 2018 film and will make his Broadway directorial debut with the show. He is currently in post-production on the Wicked film that will have two parts. First chapter hits theaters this November. The Crazy Rich Asians musical is in the early stages of development. The 2018 feature film grossed $175 million at the U.S. box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More clouds than sun today and some breezy winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour out of the west. Highs will hit the mid-50s and overnight tonight, we drop below freezing. This means we'll be waking up to a frost and a chance of snow showers by the afternoon tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of my incriminating vehicle. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Join me Friday morning. I'll be joined by my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular end of the week conversation.
The
Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings, 8 till 10.
Welcome back to the Todd Lemos Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always glad to have you along on a Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024, now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let me just tell you this. There are some day, I mean, every day that we get to talk to our friend John Roach is a great day, but this day, perhaps, I need this conversation right now. We bring him on, a great author, great writer, screenwriter. I call him a renaissance man about Wisconsin and America. The one, the only, John Roach. Great to see you again, John.
Hey, Todd. Good to see you, as always.
Well, thank you for taking time for us. I'm not sure if you've seen the news in the last half an hour or so. And you're a Wisconsin grad, of course, and great Badger. And I know you also are a lover of Wisconsin athletics as well. And I apologize just to spring this on you, but I want to get your knee-jerk reaction to this. So news has broken down in the last half an hour on two fronts. A, that apparently AJ Store is not going to the NBA and has decided to sign with Kansas. I'm not sure that's a big surprise. But now apparently Chucky Hepburn has entered the transfer portal as well. Greg Gard has confirmed it to Journal Sentinel reporter Jeff Patricus. No word on whether where Chucky is going at this point. Speculation may be that he'll join his former high school teammate Frankie Fiddler at Michigan State. That is unconfirmed, but what we do know is that Chucky, the star of Wisconsin men's basketball, the leader there, has a tattoo of Bucky Badger on his bicep, gone due to NIL. John Roach, your take.
It's all about the Benjamins. Yeah. Here's the thing, Todd. There was a built-in friction in revenue-generating college sports, primarily only men's football, men's basketball. Mm-hmm. For the last 20 years, coaches have been paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. For perspective, Luke Fickell signed a $59 million 7-year contract. Greg Gard probably makes $3 million right now, which is not big compared to other coaches, but it's still a nice paycheck. And the NCAA never dealt with the inequity of that situation where the universities are making money. The coaches are making money. They're building huge practice facilities. They have all sorts of administrators. And yet the people who are playing the game, the people that folks pay to watch in the stadium or at home in front of their large screen, are not getting anywhere near that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And it was an inequitable situation. And then the NCAA never dealt with it. They just kept taking the money. And finally, the athletes challenged it in court, and, you know, lo and behold, they have every right to make money. Mm-hmm. So now we have a land rush. And I think it's really interesting what is going to happen because Wisconsin plays in the Big Ten. Wisconsin has 5 million people. We're primarily a rural state, an agricultural state, like Iowa, like Nebraska. We're in a league with two teams from Michigan, which has twice the population, 2 to 3 times the population, 2 to 3 times the state income revenue industry. Mm-hmm. Ohio has 2 to 3 times the population, 2 to 3 times the state revenues. And Pennsylvania, similar, 2 to 3 times the size of Wisconsin. And then we've added California to the Big Ten in the form of USC and UCLA, not to mention Oregon, who has Phil Knight in their back pocket.
Right.
One of the largest consumer brands in America, Nike. But California has 39 million people.
Yeah.
Wisconsin has 5 million people. And they have and if California was a country, it'd be the fifth wealthiest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. And that is who we're competing with now. And I don't think we can. And I've said to friends that Wisconsin and other small states, despite the fact that we have a great university and a fine institution, we are going to be like that team that always lost to the Harlem Globetrotters, the Washington Generals.
That they I shouldn't be laughing, but yeah.
That these bigger, wealthier programs, and by the way, there may be smaller states who just have a big billion-dollar donor, like Oregon, right?
Right.
Oregon's not that big a state, but they have Phil Knight, who's worth billions. Mm-hmm. Now, Wisconsin, last I checked, has 4 or 5 billionaires. Judy Faulkner at Epic, not that interested in sports. Mm-hmm. The guy who owns Menards, he's all about motor racing.
Yep.
Then we have Diane Hendricks and the U-Lines, who are all about Republican or even further right politics.
Yep.
And there's one other billionaire who's not very interested in sports either.
Yeah.
So my argument, tongue-in-cheek, has been, what is the biggest industry in the state of Wisconsin? It's the dairy industry. Mm-hmm. So I've argued that the $40 billion a year dairy industry in the state of Wisconsin should adopt the Badger football and basketball teams, and each player should be sponsored by a kind of cheese.
That's great.
Now, the Limburger and some of the more aromatic cheeses should be the down linemen. You know, some of the lighter cheeses, mozzarella, or the groovy cheeses, feta. That should be your skilled position players. And then, obviously, I think your quarterback should be cheddar.
Of course.
Just because it's the most popular. And I say that tongue in cheek, but I think that Chris McIntosh and Greg Gard, who's done a sterling job, third winningest record in the last 10 years in the Big Ten behind Michigan State and Purdue.
Yep.
Despite all the social media experts.
Right.
And Luke Fickell, he's trying to play the game. Mm-hmm. But it's exasperating. And I think two of the happiest people in the world are Bo Ryan and Paul Christ.
Right.
Because they got out, you know, and they, frankly, they were the beneficiaries of some pretty good salaries, and they cared about their athletes. But this is not the way it is now. And it's all done with this uncomfortable partnership with higher ed.
Right. Right.
Okay. It's the weirdest damn thing. And so truthfully, I can understand that Chucky Hepburn, he's one of the top 5 point guards in the nation.
Yeah.
And if a top 5 point guard is getting $1.5 million, someone offers $1 million a year, and Wisconsin can only offer him $200,000 a year, which, by the way, they're not making any of the players' salaries public, but pretty much all of them are getting money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and Chucky could blow a knee out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of situation Chucky comes from, but he's from anything remotely humble roots, mm-hmm. I would take the money.
No,
obviously allow Wisconsin to make a counter offer, which this could be a move to do that.
Right.
And then it falls. Here's the other thing I think. All of this money stuff should fall to Chris McIntosh and the athletic department. I don't think the coaches should be in the business of having salary negotiations with their players. They should coach their players. Just like the Packers. LaFleur doesn't do the contracts and mm-hmm. figure out what the players should be paid. He coaches the players. I think all of this NIL stuff belongs in the athletic department at arm's length from the coaches. Because I think you're asking too much of the coaches and they're not qualified.
Yeah.
I
saw one, I can't remember. It was one of these basketball scout Twitter accounts I follow. And this like a week and a half ago, said that he got off the phone, this reporter got off the phone with a D1 coach, which he did not name who it was, but said he got off the phone with a D1 coach who told him, the reporter, that he had just talked that day with a kid who averaged 5 points last season and was looking for a minimum deal for NIL of $90,000 a year. Minimum.
Yeah. So the athletic, you know, so I had... I did some, you know, I worked in sports journalism for 15, 20 years in Chicago. The Athletic, which is really a good piece of sports journalism these days. It's the best now that Sports Illustrated and everyone else has gone away. But they did a thing called Recruiting Confidential this past fall, where they interviewed off the record 55-star football recruits to ask them what the market was for NIL. And they all said that they're getting $400,000 to $500,000 to sign.
Wow.
And some of them charge $10,000 to just make a visit to a school, not even to commit.
So, I mean, and I agree with you, John. I don't begrudge the college athletes. Like, if you have the God-given talent and you've worked that God-given talent and you have a commodity, I think people are entitled to get whatever they can get on the free market for that. But it completely, in my opinion, changes what we have always known college athletics to be, which is, you know, your kid you want to root for, that local homegrown Wisconsin gal or guy. And
Todd, you see them develop over time. Yeah. That's not going to happen anymore. No. If they don't play, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. Or if they get a better deal. I mean, look, Chucky Hepburn started, what did they say, 103 games straight or something like that? Or, I mean, he's going out because he didn't get the playing time. But my guess is it's all over, as you said, the Benjamins, the dollar sign.
And also, I don't think that it's out of the question that someone came after Chucky.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because
we heard the Badgers are only paying you $250,000. We're going to be a contender for the national championship next year. We need a good point guard. We're going to offer you 1.25. Why wouldn't Chucky take that?
Right.
That report. When you're one knee injury away from being a bartender.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Reports are these are unconfirmed, but internet rampant with speculation now, because Frankie Fiddler, the former teammate of Chucky in high school at Nebraska, he's into the portal and gotten Wisconsin's one of the final four for him to transfer to. And the thought was that Chucky was going to convince Frankie to come join him at Wisconsin. And the last school that Frankie Fiddler visited over the weekend was Michigan State. He was supposed to announce on Monday. That has been pushed back indefinitely. And so speculation is now that perhaps Chucky will join Frankie and under Tom Izzo at Michigan State.
And they're going as a package.
That's not confirmed.
One other point made, Todd. A decade ago, it was big news when the Big Ten signed an 8-year billion-dollar deal for its television rights. Last year, for a billion over 8 years. Last year, they signed a new deal for $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Okay. So that's a pretty big inflationary thing. And coaches want to say, oh, well, you know, it's a good experience and you're getting free tuition. You can't put a value on that. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah, it's, right. it costs the university nothing to give these kids $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a year plus room and board. That's walking around money compared to $1 billion a year. So the University of Wisconsin, and I don't know if this is true, but this is one of the reports. I want to qualify it. Mm-hmm. I think before a game is played, and remember and ticket revenues at Camp Randall are a big deal.
Yeah.
78,000 people, and boxes and everything like that. But before a game is even played at the University of Wisconsin or any of the Big Ten schools, I think they all get a check for $75 million to start the season.
Wow.
Okay. That just blows my mind, right? I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I thought Barry Alvarez was a good coach. I thought Paul was a good coach. Yeah. I thought Bo was a great coach.
Yeah.
I thought a Hall of Fame coach, I should say.
Yeah.
Gardo's a good coach. But I tuned in to watch the players. Right. I tuned in to watch J.J. Watt and Chris Borland and Russell Wilson and Jonathan Taylor. That's who I watched. I didn't tune in to watch coaches standing on the sidelines with headsets. And remember, an athlete's life is very short.
Yeah.
And in truth, you have to maximize it and never underestimate the pressure they're getting from their families.
Very, very true. A lot of these young people, I mean, they're providing, if they come from middle class or lower, they're providing for their families. And you can't, in my opinion, I can't begrudge that. We're going to come back and talk. We're going to come back and talk with John Roach a little bit about our mutual friend, Bo Ryan, being inducted into the National Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame, and find out what's happening on the lake up there in northern Wisconsin in the spring. Stay tuned. It's John Roach, Todd Alba on Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's America. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show take over these very airwaves. Do not miss it. The Maggie Dawn Show immediately following our program. Right now, we are joined by our friend John Roach, author, writer, Renaissance man. And John, thank you so much for taking time, particularly when you're up at your beautiful cabin up there in northern Wisconsin. I want to put a button on this this basketball stuff and then talk a little bit about the passing of O.J. Simpson, because I know you have a story on that, and ask you what makes Wisconsin great. Not O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, but anyway. But put a button on this. Again, reports are from Jeff Patricus of the Journal Sentinel, been confirmed by Coach Greg Gard, that Chucky Hepburn, the Wisconsin basketball, men's basketball star, is in the transfer portal. And, of course, A.J. Storr now going to Kansas. A couple of quick things. Number one, our friend and former Wisconsin Badger football player Brady Ewing, who was on those three Big Ten championship games under Paul Christ, or pardon me, Brett Bielema, and played at Russell Wilson for that magical season to the Rose Bowl. He's been on this program. He's actually going to join us tomorrow. But he says, in terms of NIL, that in his opinion, as someone who's played at the NCAA level and in the NFL, that he believes that D1 college athletics is really going towards, you know, in soccer, a premier type of league, a feeder separate system for the professionals.
No question. I think that is the case. And I think Wisconsin people are going to have to come to grips with the reality that we may not be able to compete with some of these other programs based purely on money. And honestly, the wealth of their alum base.
It's a sad truth.
Now, Wisconsin has Wisconsin's had a lot. Here's the good news. Wisconsin's had a lot of success in football and basketball over the last 30 years. We're overachievers, right? Mm-hmm. We're draft and develop. We're walk-ons, all that sort of stuff. And as a result, we have a loyal fan base. And if it, you know, depending on how they do it and they reach out to the fan base and say, hey, we need money to compete with all these people to put the product on the field. But the problem is everyone's going to be a carpetbagger.
Yeah.
You're not going to be rooting for Jared Aberderis or Luke Swan or all these walk-on guys, Chris Borland, who is a three-star that Ohio State didn't want with roots in Madison and one of the best linebackers to ever play in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's going to, the reality could be pretty sad for Wisconsin.
Let's talk about something that's happy, if we could, John, because I have a few minutes left here. But sure. We mentioned it, and our mutual friend Bo Ryan, former head coach at Platteville, Milwaukee, and then, of course, Wisconsin-Madison, won four NCAA championships at Platteville and got the Badgers to two Final Fours, including a national championship game, being inducted now this August, and rightly so, long overdue in my opinion, to the National Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach Ryan said on ESPN after this was announced, to this point we've been talking about, he said, you know, Wisconsin, being a coach there, it's not so much about what you teach, but what you don't tolerate. And at Wisconsin, we didn't tolerate turnovers. I'm paraphrasing there.
Sure.
But the point is that, to your point earlier, I'm not sure, and this is the question I love to ask Bo, I'm not sure whether that style of coaching can work in the NIL era today.
I think that's a good question. Now, I will say this. Players love to win, and Bo won.
Absolutely.
And once you land them, once they, you know, Bo is coaching in the NIL era, he'd be damn sure to find someone who could get him the money right. So he could be competitive. Right. And once he got his team and his roster set, he'd win with them.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Absolutely.
And he wouldn't change what he does. Mm-hmm. Why would he? He won. He was the winningest coach in Big Ten history. And he should have been in the Hall of Fame for what he did at Platteville alone in Division III.
Agreed.
He won four national championships in one decade. Who does that?
Yeah, nobody that I know.
Who does that? Right. I have a bias here because we're working on a project with Bo about his Platteville era, and you know, the kind of players he coached there stand in stark contrast to what we're seeing now with NIL. The players he won with at Platteville didn't get scholarships. They paid for their own tuition, their own room and board. They had part-time jobs during the school year. They had jobs during the summer. And yet they won four national championships.
Yep.
So there was a certain – by the way, Bo didn't make much money then either.
No.
There wasn't that friction between the coach's compensation and the athlete's compensation. There wasn't that big a differential. I remember Bo Ryan telling me a story one time that George Crist, who was my high school football coach and the AD and football coach at Platteville, who hired Bo at Platteville, which was prescient, once went to Bo and said, you know, Bo, between the amount of kids I have and the amount of kids you have, we can apply for government cheese.
That's true. Yeah, right. You know, that's true.
That's the kind of, they were making state teacher salaries, not an inordinate amount of money.
No.
So I always kid Bo about that. And I said, you know, Bo, even you're coaching at Wisconsin, you know, in Wisconsin, and you still have to pay for your cheese. You just get it cheaper. That's hardly a benefit. But Bo is richly deserving, Todd, of the Hall of Fame. As I said, he should have been in well before this.
Agreed.
But you know what? I think, you know, you wait a little bit, it's even sweeter, right?
I think you're
and,
right. Yeah.
He was a remarkable coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I was interviewed by Rick Riley, the former columnist for Sports Illustrated back in the day. His son went to Wisconsin, and Rick is good friends with Billy Pearson, who played when Bo was an assistant at Wisconsin under Colefield. Mm-hmm. And Billy said, you know, you should write about Bo Ryan. This is when they were ascending to the two Final Fours.
Sure.
And so Rick called me because I knew him from my work in Chicago. And I just said, you know, Rick, what happened is that Bo Ryan had a little basketball lab tucked away in the southwest corner of Wisconsin, and he perfected his system there with guys who bought in. And then, you know, after a cup of coffee in UWM, he dropped his system on the Big Ten and won a championship his first year. And everyone's going, who is this guy?
Yeah. But those of us who knew him knew he could do it. John Roach, we're going to save the OJ story for another time, just like Matt Damon on Jimmy Kimmel. We've run out of time for OJ Simpson this time. But never, we always have time for John Roach. Thank you so much, John. Really, really appreciate your time.
Okay, John.
Have a great
day.
Always
good to talk with you.
You as well. Thank you all for listening. Back tomorrow from Richland Center with Brady Ewing and much more from the RC. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.